Welcome everybody to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. I'm going to, in a second, answer your guys' questions. There are a ton of them. I didn't see quite as many as I would have liked from iTunes, so I went out and asked for some on Twitter, and boy, did you guys want to know about quite a bit of stuff. Obviously, there are quite a few questions surrounding the Lakers right now. Before I get to those questions, though, and a lot of them have to do with player acquisitions and the directions that this roster could go in, how the Lakers are going to handle the next few weeks, all of that, that's going to come here in a bit. But before I do that, I do want to give at least some explanation, as I understand it, via explanation from Jen, on what about LeBron's injury makes it so unique and uniquely difficult to recover from. Anybody who has ever played fantasy football has dealt with a high ankle sprain on their roster, and that thing will take an athlete out forever, right? You see that injury description on your roster, and you say, well, that if it doesn't outright end the season because of the injury itself, that player is not going to be as good as they once were before that injury. And so a lot of you are probably wondering, hey, why? What is it about the high ankle sprain that really messes athletes up? And it has to do with the, apparently, and this is from Dr. Jen. She's the smart one, so I'm just relaying what she said to me. So it's about the thickness of the ligaments that get stretched or torn or whatever. And obviously, if it's a tear, you're talking about surgery and like an outright tear. If it's anything like that, you're talking about surgery and you probably lose that athlete for quite a while. But if it isn't a full outright tear, you're talking about stretches. And with some of these ligaments, especially the higher up the ankle and into the shin that you go, well, those ligaments are they get thicker. They apparently have to, do a little bit more. Like, that's why they are thicker in the first place. And that thickness actually makes it more difficult for those ligaments to recover. It takes it longer for those ligaments to recover. The other thing is, anybody who, just sit there while you're listening to this, right? If you roll your foot outward, your ankle can do that. But try rolling it inward, and it's not going to go nearly as far. And if you're, the reason that is taking place is because the body is better equipped to have your foot roll out that way. That's a more natural motion. The rolling it inward, the way that LeBron's, the way that his foot was rolled up on, and the way that it forced his foot to rotate in, well, that's not a very normal type of motion for him or for anybody. And as a result, it stretches out those ligaments. And it's not also, by the way, it's the ligaments. It's not just the ones that you go up further on the calf, but because of the way that his foot rolled, there are some ligaments that attach the foot to the shin, and those ligaments tend to be a little bit thicker as well. And if those get stretched out, those take a little bit longer to recover from. So that's why, your typical ankle sprain where you roll your ankle outward, those injuries, you can come back in 4 to 6 weeks, and they suck. This is coming from somebody who has sprained both of his ankles on several occasions, and it sucks. It's the worst. And, once you sprain it once, it becomes more open to such an injury again coming later. And so those ankle injuries suck. But I have never rolled my ankle the opposite way. And I have friends who have, and they say it's just brutal. And, because of where that injury can take place, sometimes it leads to some plantar fasciitis. Sometimes it leads to other issues in the foot because it's so It runs so contrary to how that foot normally moves. And so that's why the Lakers are going to have to be a little extra cautious about this injury with LeBron. And how everybody handles that is going to go a long way in deciding how quickly he comes back, how fully recovered he can one day be, and how likely it is that he has to deal with this at a later date. I hope that offered some clarity there. I think it's worth noting that it's probably a decent sign that he was able to get on the plane, albeit in a boot, but he got on the plane, flew out to Phoenix, watched this game. Yes, it probably had a lot to do with wanting to watch his best buddy, Chris Paul, accomplish history in crossing that 10,000 assist threshold. But even still, if it was seriously at risk, the doctors would have put their foot down and said that LeBron probably should not travel. But he did. He was out there. And I think that, you know, if you're looking for reasons to be optimistic about this specifically, that's something you might be able to point to. All right, let's take a quick second here. And when we come back, I'm going to get to as many of the, we got like 30 questions. So I'm going to try to get to as many of those as I possibly can. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today in a daily podcast, breaking down the biggest news stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. Today's show is brought to you in part by Terragun. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're an elite athlete or someone like me, just trying to make it through the day tension-free, Terragun can help. Terragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power, and it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Terragun doesn't just feel good, it gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Terragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. Whether you want to treat your muscle tension from working out, an injury, or just the stresses of everyday life, there's no substitute for the Terragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design make you feel like you're holding something from the future. Just go to their site and check it out. And the Terragun app learns from your behaviors and suggests that took a turn, guided routines. I personally use this Terragun myself as an old man. You just wake up and, oh, my neck hurts today. Awesome. Or, oh, great. My hip feels like I just slept without a hip last night. And it's great to be able to just kind of find the right spot and apply the it knows how much pressure to apply, and you use it for a little while, and all of a sudden you feel as good as you ever could have. Terragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams like Real Madrid, and athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova, and hundreds of thousands of customers, and me. So try Terragun for 30 days, starting at only $190. Go to Terragun.com/lockedon right now and get your Gen 4 Terragun today. That's Terragun.com/lockedon. That's Terragun.com/lockedon. Today's show is brought to you in part by BetOnline.ag. Look, I'm looking at the schedule right now, and there are two games. You have the Sacramento Kings playing in Cleveland and giving up 4 points to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then you have the Atlanta Hawks playing at the Clippers and getting 6 points there. Neither of those games are particularly intriguing to me. So what I do want to do here, and we did this with Anthony Davis, is give some general betting advice now that the Lakers don't have LeBron James. And unfortunately, this involves betting against the Los Angeles Lakers. I just don't think they're going to be very good. Not until KCP starts making three-pointers. Not until Wesley Matthews starts making three-pointers. Not until Kyle Kuzma starts making more of his three-pointers. And I just think this team was built to optimize LeBron and Anthony Davis. And now that they don't have those guys, you're talking about a very flawed team. So at least for the time being and until further notice, I would bet against the Lakers not covering. If you can ever get a money line with positive money against the Lakers, I would probably make that bet. I don't think you're going to get very many of them, but you know, you can always look for them. And then hopefully we don't have to go through too much of this, and hopefully LeBron is well enough to return safely sooner rather than later. So again, betonline.ag, use the promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% deposit bonus. One more time, that is betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON. Whatever gambling you do, please do so responsibly. All right, so we're going to start with the first question here. It comes from at Hasman00. Should I take the next couple weeks as a break from basketball after a short offseason and feeling a bit burnt out? Honestly, do you? You know, I don't blame anybody for not wanting to watch a Laker team that doesn't have LeBron James and it doesn't have Anthony Davis. If there are better things that you can do with your time, then cool, go for it. I'm not going to tell anybody how to fan. There are things to watch for, I think. One of the things that I find interesting here is these Lakers are going to have to learn to operate with much smaller margins for error. And as a result, if they can learn to operate like that, maybe that makes the Lakers better overall. When LeBron and AD come back and those margins for error obviously grow by quite a bit. So, you know, can we watch this team kind of figure that out over that time? That's worth monitoring. Obviously, Talen Horton Tucker is a player that, you know, you want to be able to pay attention to and say you watched him through thick and thin and all of that. And that's also kind of fun. And then, you know, there's also the fan, like the pride as a fan and saying that, yeah, it didn't matter that the team was down and out. I demand that they play through adversity and they continue to try through adversity. And therefore, I'm going to try through adversity and really kind of stick this out as long as I possibly can too. So those are the reasons I think to stick around. That's why I mean, on top of it is my job, but it's, if I was a fan and I was only doing this as a fan, that's why I would stick around, is I like watching the Lakers. And then you're going to get to the end of the season and it's like, oh man, we have how long without the Lakers now in our lives? And you'll miss them and you'll regret not having paid attention, for throughout the season. The other thing too is we don't know what this roster is going to look like. Rob Pelinka is, you know, typically pretty active at all the deadlines, and there are some holes in this roster with and without LeBron and Anthony Davis. And so we're going to see if he tries to plug any of those holes and what that would mean for everybody else on the roster. So if the Lakers go out and acquire somebody, that gives you even more reason to tune in because you want to see what that player looks like in a Laker uniform. His and Her Lakers writes, how can we get the next 2 weeks of Lakers games suspended? It's the only way to go. Unfortunately, I don't see that happening anytime soon. The players are, I know the Pelicans, some of the Pelicans were able to go out and get vaccinated. The restrictions in California are a lot tougher for who can get vaccinated and when in California. So that, you know, maybe that makes it more difficult for these guys to go out and get that shot. But I do hope that they all go out and do it when they're allowed to. But in that regard, you know, it's going to be really difficult to get them suspended. If you look at their next couple weeks, it's a tough stretch. It's no way about it. There's no two ways about it. You're looking at a stretch here with, you have they start in New Orleans against Zion Williamson when he doesn't have anybody who's going to be bodying him up on the interior. So that is enough to probably make you a little nervous. You have the Lakers are going to be facing the Clippers over the next couple weeks. They're going to be facing Milwaukee over the next couple weeks. So some of these games are probably going to get pretty ugly, and as a result, you kind of just have to grin and bear it, or find something else to do with your evening that night. But if you do choose to tune in, you know, one of the things that I would maybe say is not watch Lakers games in the way that you would normally watch them when LeBron is there, right? When LeBron's there, it's easy to ball watch. It's easy to focus solely basically as a fan. But if you're obviously committed enough to tune into the Lakers without LeBron and AD, then you're probably pretty committed to the sport of basketball in general. Why not tune into rotations on the backside of the defense? Why not focus on, you know, secondary reads that the Lakers could possibly make and maybe strategically make up for the talent gap that they are facing right now? So I, you know, if you're going to watch, you may as well make decent use of your time and make yourself a smarter basketball fan in the process. Let's do one more question here, just because I have so many. On a scale, this is from at Vision Eyes, and we get multiple versions of this over the course of these questions. But on a scale of 1 to 10, how screwed are we? Bron has the high ankle sprain. AD has troubling pain lingering in the Achilles area. Mark is fat. I think he's just sick. Like, I think he went through some stuff there. So, where are we at? So I'll say this: the Lakers, I would say it's not good. Obviously, scale of 1 to 10, how screwed are they? I'm gonna go with a 4. Meaning that I don't think they're particularly screwed. They just got to wear, you know, tread water here, stay as close to 500 during the stretch as they possibly can, and hopefully when AD comes back at the very least, let alone LeBron, but when AD comes back at the very least, you're looking at sitting at the 4 or 5 seed. And trying to improve from there. And then when LeBron comes back, you really focus those last 10 games or so, however long the Lakers are going to have, and you make the best use of those as you possibly can, and you kind of go from there. You got to take these things a step at a time, albeit right now it's one limp at a time, but still, you still got to make progress wherever you could possibly make it, and right now, that means that the role players who hear day in, day out, that they are only successful because they play next to LeBron and AD, maybe they have some pride and they go out and they play hard enough to catch the right team on the right night. We'll see. All right, let's take another quick second here. And when we come back, I'm going to finish off with the last few of your questions, or as many of them as I could possibly get to. Get more analysis on the top prospects available in this year's NBA Draft with the Locked On NBA Draft podcast. Scouting reports, draft rumors, mock drafts, and full coverage of March Madness 4 days a week from credentialed draft experts. Subscribe today and follow Locked On NBA Draft. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. BlueChew's sildenafil and tadalafil tablets are chewable. They are made here in the USA. And they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you can benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And also, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew free when you use our promo code LOCKEDON at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON, to receive your first month free. And we thank BlueChew for sponsoring this podcast. Today's show is brought to you in part by Built Bar. Head on over to builtbar.com, use that promo code LOCKEDON, and you will save 20% off your next order. Not your first, your next. So however often you go to the website and you make a purchase, use that promo code LOCKEDON, and you're going to save 20% off. And you're saving 20% off on an incredible product. We've been working with these guys forever now, and it is the kind of partnership you're really proud of, not just because of the ability that we've been able to work together, but also because of how great the product itself is and how easy it is to sell. I've told my family about it, close friends back home, friends that I've made out here. I personally use it almost every day, basically. I would probably say I'm closer to every day than anything else, any other way you could describe this thing. It's great for me because I'm always on the go, always have some errand to run or something to ride or something like that. Avery got into some kind of trash or something, so I have to clean up and don't have enough time to eat a full meal. Built Bar has been great with that. I've lost weight since we've started working with them because it's a super healthy bar. Great flavors, great textures, just an all-around fantastic product. So one more time, head on over to builtbar.com. Use that promo code LOCKEDON to save 20% off your next order. BuiltBar.com, the best protein bar you'll ever eat. All right, so the next question I'm looking at here comes from... Oop, I got to find it. Lost it for a second. All right, so that guy, Bix9, writes, do you think it would be smart to add a guard on a 10-day to help with this LeBron-less stretch? If so, which current free agent guard could help the most? Well, the thing about Damian Jones is a player like that is going to be slightly more readily available on the market at any given time because the skill set is fairly replicable. Whereas with a guard, if you are capable of playing just even halfway decent defense and can shoot even a little bit, you're probably on an NBA roster already. And that's evidenced by, you know, the Lakers released Quinn Cook. They could maybe use him right now just in terms of somebody who can create his own shot. And he got swooped up within a couple weeks or so, a week or two of being a free agent. And that's kind of how things go for guards. There just aren't going to be very many guards available who can step onto a court right now and run an offense or not be a disaster defensively. And so, yeah, if the Lakers add a guard, it's going to cost them one of theirs. You know, it's going to cost KCP. It's going to cost THT. If they land a guard who can create his own shot or create shots for others, it's going to come at a cost. And I don't know if you guys want to know what kind of cost that would be, because this is still very much a seller's market. Dominic Dominance Boy at Dominance Boy writes, if we get Drummond, do you think we design an offense around him like they would in Detroit until we get our stars back? I don't even know what you would do to design an offense around Andre Drummond. He's not a high flyer in the pick and roll. It's not very, it's not particularly efficient to design an offense around a low post or pinch post type player. So, I you know, they would try to put him in the pick and roll because I think that's the closest thing to an efficient offense you can run with him. But he's not going to finish above the rim the way that Damian Jones was. Like the player, you look at somebody like Drummond, and especially given the way that he played early in his career, you're like, oh yeah, cool, that guy just catch lobs and he's super big and all those things. But that's not really how he's been playing over the last few years. So maybe things change. Like I know Blake Griffin all of a sudden was able to dunk again when he went to Brooklyn. I'm sure Detroit fans loved seeing that. So maybe Drummond was kind of sandbagging for a little bit in Cleveland. But even there, before they picked up Jared Allen, you talk to anybody who covers that Cavs team and they'll say, like, before Cleveland went out and got Jared Allen, Andre Drummond was pretty good. And he was part of a winning team for a little bit there. So maybe there's something there with him. And and maybe the right situation comes along, but I just don't think that right situation is this Lakers team without LeBron and without Anthony Davis. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just have to believe in the talent, but I the more that now, especially now that Damian Jones is no longer on the team, I'm pretty nervous that Jones wasn't just a better fit in and of himself. All right, so Lakers Takes has a few questions here. Who is the most important Lakers player still playing? Dennis Schroeder. What is the best starting five with LeBron and AD out? Oof, I would see best starting five. If I'm just looking to put five players on the court at the same time, I would probably go Schroeder, Caruso, Kuz, Trez, and Gasol maybe. It's tough. This is not a very good roster right now. By the end of April, what will the Lakers' record be? I think they'll win about 40% of their games from here on out. So wherever that puts them at the end of April. All right, Shane underscore WD writes, what is something positive about the team that we can focus on to keep our heads up while everything seems shit right now / for the rest of the season? Like I said earlier, I think there are still some things to watch for. Watching Taylor Horton Tucker and the way that he handles this situation is going to be fascinating. Seeing if Kyle Kuzma learns how to dribble again is going to be a fun little side game to pay attention to. And then also, like, again, I don't think we can possibly oversell how annoying it must be to be one of those role players out there and just get told constantly that the only reason you have any success as a professional basketball player is because Anthony Davis and LeBron James are on your team. Like, eventually that would have to get old. And if the Lakers can even just tread water right now while those guys are out, that goes a little way in dispelling some of that narrative. And this is a better team than last year was and definitely 2 years ago in terms of being able to cope with LeBron out. And so we'll just have to see what that looks like. Let's go one or two more questions here. Larry Nannery writes, do the Lakers play it more conservative with AD while LeBron recovers? Yeah, I think in both cases, like, they both signed long-term contracts, so there's no real desperate need to get these guys back onto the court. Now, if this team immediately goes into a tailspin and they lose every game by double digits and it looks like they might fall either lower in terms of seeding or out of the playoffs altogether, then sure, maybe the Lakers make a different, kind of alter their approach a little bit. But I really don't think there's any chance that the Lakers fall completely out of the playoff race. At Mendoza and David, how the heck is an Android user going to contribute a question? You just did. You just used it on that, though. Last one here. Untitled someone writes, should we trade KCP? I am of the opinion that you don't. You avoid at all costs trading a diminished product or selling off a diminished asset. And right now, KCP is very much a diminished asset. And, so let's say that you trade KCP right now and you do so at this lowered value, and the player that you get is commensurate talent-wise with what you would get for trading KCP while he's playing this poorly, like the upside there is actually sitting with KCP just turning things around. And I just think, like, the KCP is the perfect player to play alongside LeBron and AD. And of course he's not going to look as good when those guys aren't around. Same goes for Alex Caruso. Like, this entire roster was built in a way to optimize its two superstars. And when both superstars are out, those role players whose job it is to make life as easy as possible on those guys by way of fulfilling their roles and not necessarily carrying any of the load that, the creative load in LeBron's case, or the defensive load in Anthony Davis's case, like at the rim, for example, like we can't expect, just because the situation calls for it, for an apple to become an orange. That's just not really how it works. The apple is going to be an apple. And the key right now is finding ways to use that apple in recipes that make everybody a little bit better. And that's where the Lakers find themselves right now. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of the Locked On Lakers podcast. Thank you guys a ton for those questions. There were some really good ones in there. I hope the information presented to you at the very beginning of the show about LeBron's ankle sprain and why it's, you know, a little more difficult to come back from than your normal ankle sprain was helpful as well. Pete will be back tomorrow and we'll go into some of the stuff as well. Until then, have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's. We'll talk to you then.